Twitter at Channel Radio 2 Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 20th of September. I am joined in the studio today, not by Ben Abbott, because he's just messaged me to say he can't get in. Oh dear, we'll leave him out there for the minute. But we do have my guests, who are Ross Cohen and Emily Hackett from BTA Fitness. So, guys, you're co-hosting for the minute. Why I just mentioned to Ben to how he can get in the studio. Just love it, you know. They turn up on time. These co-hosts, if they came early, they wouldn't have this problem, would they? It is Friday the 20th. Although, to be honest, today for me it feels like Friday the 13th. From when I got up at 6 o'clock this morning to start some work, and Microsoft chucked me out and wouldn't let me back in again.
Oh no!
They obviously updated and then didn't let me get back in, and eventually I got back in.
That's why you need to be at Apple all the way.
Oh god, don't even get me started on bloody Microsoft. And then after that it all went a bit pear-shaped, and poor Paul had a terrible morning because Twitter shut him out completely. Exactly. So that's all. Somebody just cut Paul's lifeline off.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. Twitter has gone mad. Here he is. Come on, in you go. Yay. I have to announce that
finally.
You couldn't get in.
Sorry about that. Yes, I could not get in the building. I was waiting outside, and I had to ask a cleaner very nicely to let me in. Yeah, so we're in.
He's in, hurrah. Yeah. And my co-host today is the wonderful Ben Abbott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, he's here.
Hello.
Which is great.
Nice to meet you.
So
yeah,
this
nice
is
to meet you.
Ross and Emily, our guests today. So we're just talking about the fact that I've had it feels like Friday the 13th this morning. It's been a bit of a terrible morning in our household. On the shower didn't work either. Yeah, and Twitter threw Paul out completely.
Oh.
On all of his accounts.
Which is the problem with this kind of stuff, because if you're basing your whole business on one platform and they decide for whatever reason to chuck you off, you need a backup, right?
I know, exactly.
What happened with it? Was he like banned, or is it just...
I don't know. It's probably sore subjects. I probably shouldn't be talking about it. Sorry, Paul.
Sorry, Paul.
But yeah, it wasn't good. But anyway, we're here. We're now. We're working. We have got some great guests who are going to speak. Going to be some point speaking
Friday
today.
Morning. Friday morning.
Yeah. I say, but it feels like Friday the 13th and it's Friday the 20th. But we do want to hear from you, the listeners. How's your week been? How's it been for you? How's September shaping up for you? Give us a tweet. We've had some tweets coming in, but give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with the hashtag Be Extra, Be Bunker. Or if you really want to, you can give us a call in the studio on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. And as always, you can give us an email on bunkerextra@gmail.com if you'd like to come on the show as a guest. If you've got an event coming up that you want to shout out about, let us know. We've had quite a good week, actually.
It's been a bit mad.
Yeah. Ben and I was out Wednesday evening speaking at the Kent Digital Meetup.
Yes.
Which was a really good evening. And it was quite interesting, actually, because they invited me to speak months ago, and I said, yeah, that's fine, not problem. And then obviously they keep hassling me for a title of my talk, and so I came up with online events versus offline events, obviously. Nice. Because of the way that the world's going at the moment, looking at it. And then of course I've been a little bit busy recently, so I hadn't...
There's an event or something going on.
There's an event coming up, I know, some tech expo or something. as well as all the other events I'm working on. I'll be honest, I didn't prepare anything.
No.
I was not
solid
prepared.
Professional.
But to be fair, I do like to wing it most of the time anyway. But actually, it turned out to be one of the best talks I ever did, because I spoke probably for about 5 minutes, and then we started a major conversation in the room. It's the best amount of audience engagement I've ever had in any talks that I've done, because we're looking at different events and different type of online events. Obviously, one of the main ones used in the corporate world is webinars. Yep. And training use webinars and everything. And in fact, we did a bit of research, and one of the most well-attended webinars ever was in 2011 by HubSpot. It was a marketing webinar and they had just under 11,000 attendees to their webinar. They had over 30,000 subscribers, 11,000 and turn up. Can you imagine that? And people ask me about the drop off of a live event.
Yeah.
What do you normally get? Well, on an online event, you obviously have a much bigger drop off.
Were they selling stuff on that?
Was there
an upsell at the end?
Well, I'm guessing there must have been.
You'd only have to sell to 10% of
that. Exactly.
HubSpot generally sell to agencies. Yeah. So, yeah, they sell their service. Right,
exactly.
The I get emails from them like every 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, I should imagine, there was a, can you imagine 11,000 people?
So, how did the conversation end up going in the talk then? What were people saying?
Well, it was quite interesting. There was a whole mixed opinion as to whether, online events and obviously going into the world of online events. So obviously webinars is at the moment, but then you're going into virtual reality and augmented reality. Mm. And I've seen, obviously it's just out there being beta tested or whatever at the moment, but where your person is projected into a room with people. So, you're talking at an event where you're actually not physically there, but your augmented reality body is there and you could have a whole room of people that aren't physically there. And I said, is that the way that it's going to go? Yeah. But predominantly it came out the fact that, yes, all the technology is great and there's different types of things that can happen, but we are human at the end of the day and we're always going to be human and we're always going to crave that human interaction.
So I disagree.
Yeah, he disagrees.
I disagreed with a lot of the conversation. I think we can have that level of conversation with an augmented reality person. Because it is still a person. You're not talking to a robot. You will have their mannerisms. You will have the emotion in their face, depending on how advanced the technology is. But from what I've seen, it is very much a kind of see-through version.
Like a hologram.
Exactly that. So
Red Dwarf.
Yeah. What's interesting for us, because obviously we're PT, so for 6 years of our business, we've been dealing with people on a one-to-one basis, which is obviously as personal as it gets. Then when you transfer that business online, you have to find a way to keep that personal touch in there without actually having to physically see people. Mm. And it's a skill set, definitely.
Something that we've worked on for the last couple of years, fine-tuned now.
It's how you interact with people. It's how you can build a bigger engagement, but it's a different skill set to ultimately get the same thing. But I feel like if people do too much of that, too much holograms and stuff, unless you have a way of managing that, so you're always engaging with people and getting that same kind of obviously personal approach, but onto like a one-to-many basis, then people will get lost in it, definitely.
Because I think, and even if you've got, and we're obviously probably talking a long way down the line of it being like you're physically with somebody, you've still got that, the smells, good. You know what I mean? But the human smells, the human interaction that way.
So
you're going to tell me they can make them smell like humans.
Yeah. So there's tests going on at the moment, mainly in the gaming field, because obviously they test a lot of this stuff. But it's like the Oculus, which is the VR headset. There's like a nose attachment and it will artificially create a similar smell. So when it's made so that you feel like you're integrated into the environment. So if you're walking through a field with freshly cut grass, you'll smell that freshly cut grass.
How do they do that? How do they have so many smells packed
into one thing? I have absolutely
be mental.
No idea.
And then you could cheat people because you could smell worse than what they're projecting as well. And it just gets
you need to get washed.
But in terms of like
especially gamers.
Exactly.
It will literally be like Hugo Boss will sell something for like £1.50 where you can smell like their fragrance for that 20-minute conversation.
It's an interesting one because it's how far detached you get before you just...
Yeah, exactly.
And like obviously we're saying about how like it can be challenging to get that kind of personal attachment to people. But we still, even though we're an online company, throw award ceremonies, have meetups. So even on Saturday, we've got people who are doing like a bodybuilding show with us coming from different parts of the country just so we can have a coffee and train together.
Yeah.
So even if you have an online business, having that kind of bit of time, even if it's 2-3 times a year, to actually see people to face-to-face is so important because you can't lose it.
What do you see the difference in engagement between online and face-to-face in your business?
Well, we've transferred from doing one-to-one PT online, and the engagement is, yes, you can get a lot more, but you have to keep the quality of the engagement up.
Yeah.
You can't swap one-to-one engagement people ever, and you can transfer it from 1 to 100, but you do have to work harder and in a different way to achieve it.
Because I can imagine for a PT, if you know, you're riding somebody too hard, they just switch off the screen. but if you're in the room, they cut. Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, sorry, I've lost my connection.
Oh, no.
Wi-Fi went down.
Yeah. I think as well, it's not always for everyone, the online stuff. You know, we have had people before where they're like, no, I need someone face-to-face.
Yep.
But then from our personal experience, I think that we get the best results from online clients, believe it or not. Mm. Like we've had amazing results for one-to-one, but I think when it's online and people are obviously making an investment, they want a return on their investment. So they're going to put more work in because they don't actually see you.
And
so
they can save themselves time, which is the one problem that everyone's always saying.
Which is where we're going to talk about that in a second.
Exactly.
But I just wanted to steer to, we don't want to learn too much. But we're going to talk about it in a second after the show.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Jeez.
Come on, Ben.
That's a good point.
See, if you turn up on time, you'd know the programme.
If you can save people time, then that's it. So instead of them committing to driving down to the gym for 3 hours, which ultimately is going to be more like six by the time they get there, come back, if they can just plug in on their phone, which they're on anyway, people are more susceptible to it. So if you can save them time, then that's the thing they're going to go for. Mm.
So I still think they're going back to, we are humans, and whatever, no, however much we get advanced with technology, you will always crave that touch and that personal interaction.
That's why we include a lot of face-to-face conversations in our online packages.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, even if it's just like once a month, all our, you know, if we have a consultation with people, we make sure that we jump on a video call with them first, because it's that no like and trust factor.
Exactly.
As you said, like when we first started online, it was all online. We didn't have any face-to-face. We didn't do any like live videos of anyone, or
and it wasn't that great,
the nutritional education. Yeah, but now, like, we've, as I said, we fine-tuned it for the last 2 years, and we're like really proud of what we've achieved so far.
But that's the interesting thing when people say, and obviously online, like a video call, a one-to-one video call kind of blurs the line of the two, doesn't it? Because you see them. I know you can't smell them, but that's
that's probably a good thing, though, right?
Yeah, potentially. Sometimes, but it's blurring those lines, isn't it? If you're having that conversation, you can see them. It feels like you're a lot more connected in.
Yeah,
100%. Like, we've built like amazing friendships with people that we haven't even met face to face yet. Like our business mentor lives in Canada that we're going out to see in December, and we're spending New Year's with him and his family. And it's like, you wouldn't really do that with someone that you haven't really had some kind of interaction with for like the last 6 months, because we've had those video calls like once every week, once every month. Like, you feel like you know them.
And I think ultimately that's, and again, obviously these conversations were going round and round on Wednesday night, but at the end of the day, it's, as we always say, it's about combining both.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can build those relationships and get to know people digitally online, and then, you know, then at some point you will meet them, come across them face to face. It's like the internet with social media, isn't it? You make all these connections and network online, social media-ly, that's a new word I've just made up.
I like that.
Social media-ly. Just like that. But then you go out networking and you meet them face to face. And it may be the first time you've ever seen them in a year time, but because
you feel like you know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other really good thing is, because we do it with other PTs, it's really nice to know that the challenges you have specifically in your part of the industry, you can talk to someone on the other side of the world, they're dealing with exactly the same challenges.
Yeah.
And they can give you information, other little tips that help, which is nice, because it does, there's obviously pros and cons to everything with social media, but one of the massive pros is that you get to have that reach of so many different people.
Yeah,
and it makes the world a much smaller place.
And I can imagine with an industry like yours as well, what's right is right at the end of the day. It doesn't matter which country you're in.
Yes.
Because it's fitness at the end.
The way
of
it's perceived is obviously very different. And it's interesting. There was an article that came up on the radio yesterday, and it's saying about Instagram and obviously Instagram influencers not being able to now push like what they call like fatty diet things. So so Kim Kardashian having a hunger suppressant lolly in her mouth and then saying that 25% off. This is obviously nonsense.
Mm.
And then they've got a government campaign in the UK, which has now gone to Instagram, saying they're not allowed to do that anymore. And they're not allowed to promote it to under 18s.
Yeah.
Which is interesting what you're saying.
Which makes sense.
It should be
like
a uniform, this is the guidelines you do it, but people don't tend to follow it, especially in our industry.
And then what will happen is, unfortunately, it will go complete opposite.
Mm.
So then you guys that are actually legitimately giving a proper advice, you're going to get slammed, because they're going to pick up one post and go, oh, no, we don't. That's about the guidelines. Yeah. So it's going to make your life a little bit harder.
But it's an interesting,
I mean, it's good. I mean, it's good that they need to put those in place. Yeah. It just then has to be monitored.
Because the influencer marketing thing and the power they have over people, you don't have to have a lot of followers these days to have massive influence. And what they're saying is, especially young girls, teenage girls, if they think that they can solve the like body issues that all teenagers have with a lolly, which is obviously nonsense, then obviously they're trying to cut that stuff back.
Damn it. I've just
pros
well,
and cons.
I'm going to send that lolly back.
They reckon nearly 100% of Instagram influencers, male and female, use Bodytune, which is the app that you pick and choose pieces of your body that you want to change. And it does that.
What do you reckon is that, baby?
What, the body tune app? I haven't even heard of it, to be honest.
Or is it Facetune? Facetune, I think it's called, but it's, but it does it all.
When it comes to, obviously, like, fat loss and stuff like that, you can't pick and choose where you lose fat from. Everyone's different. Yeah. So having an app where you're like, right, okay, I'm going to burn fat from my stomach today, it doesn't work like that. Like 5 minute ab workouts don't work.
Yeah.
You know, lower body fat burning blasts, all this kind of stuff. It all comes down to, you know, total body composition and where you're going to lose that from, depending on your goal and depending on your actual physique.
Yeah. It comes to the responsibility of the person who's actually putting the post out, to be honest, and whether they're using it or not.
Well,
and that's the question, isn't it?
And that's the thing, like with this one specifically, it's more like Photoshop.
Yep.
So you literally go into it, you take a photo of yourself, and then you put it through this app, and then you go, okay, I want my hips to look a little bit bigger, so like, but my stomach to look smaller.
But you can do that on everything. Photoshop.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So the picture of you.
But this one goes directly to Instagram, whereas Photoshop, you have to have some level of skill to be able to do it.
And you can literally paint on a six pack.
Yes.
Yeah. So then it comes down to the responsibility of a person. So what do you reckon about that?
I think at the end of the day, I like to keep my Instagram as real as possible.
Yeah.
So like I did a video the other week on showing me flexing and relaxing, because obviously everyone always sees my pictures as, you know, flexing, photo shoots or whatever. So I want to show people that, like, this is real life. I don't walk around looking like this all the time. And when people meet me in real life, they say, oh, you're actually quite small. Like, not in like a bad way, but I am quite petite. So yeah, we're 100% all about pushing realness as well when it comes to apps or like, making changes to your physique, like through an app, and just giving off false information is not what
we talk to a lot of women as well. Obviously they get really, really disheartened, because you need to be motivated in the right way. And if there's like positive and negative motivation, if you see someone and it's negatively motivating you because you're looking at it and it's a face tuned photo and you're thinking, I can never look like that, and that's not really the end result, you have to have a responsibility to know that you have to show the hard work that goes with it. That's why we like Instagram stories, because you see this polished picture at the end, that's the end result, but then it also shows the daily grind, all the food they're doing and training, whatever it is they're going through, that's so important.
And then, vlogging.
Yeah, and like vlogging as well. Vlogging like we're doing.
I know,
today,
they've come in, they've set up their own little studio here with cameras. And
this is right, it's important. Brilliant.
Just making me look bad because I turned up late. That's what I'm trying to do.
Really bad, actually.
They sat all the way over there.
That's it.
But no, but that's true. And in fact, Ross and I were having a little conversation before, and we were talking about one of the problems with everybody these days is that mindset of they just don't have enough time. And obviously, let's just go with the flow anyway. We were talking about your business, and you've moved it predominantly online now because people haven't got that time to drive to the gym, spend hours in the gym, you know, drive home again. Or people's mindset is, I don't go to the gym, I just haven't got the time for time.
Yeah.
And everyone hasn't got enough time for anything these days. And I don't know where, I guess because we're now in a world where everybody wants everything instantly.
Mm-hmm. And can have it.
And can have it. Then they're like, but I haven't got time.
The biggest challenge we have is teaching people that obviously as people get instant gratifications, if you're dating, you can just swipe right. Yeah, no, it's simple. And then Amazon, it was like a year ago, brought out Amazon Prime, which means you get your parcels within 2 days.
Do you know what? Go back to Amazon. Okay, my mum lives in Bexley, so near London. She can order in the morning and get it that afternoon.
This is the point. So a year ago, getting it in 2 days, you're like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, a year later, if you don't get your Amazon parcel in a day, you're like, what's going on?
Exactly.
And the problem that people have is that because your instant gratification gets everything so quickly, the human body is not evolved in the same way.
Yeah.
Therefore, if you can get everything else, but people can't understand why they can't have a body they absolutely love in like 8 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. So I go to the gym once, look in the mirror, I'm like, what is happening? I've just worked hard for like 30 minutes.
I've had protein shake. Yeah. I've done some bicep curls. Why do I not look like
I haven't eaten all day. I must have lost some weight.
But this, then going back to the influencer marketing stuff, people know that. So it's our belief that obviously things like obviously fat loss companies and multi-level marketing companies are a few very smart people absolutely capitalizing and leveraging this fact to people who don't really know the difference.
Yeah.
And obviously we're very passionate about that because it is a longer slog to teach people the right way to do it. And that's the constant battle we have to deal with. Yeah. When we have consultations, we chat to them. The first thing we say is that this is the expectations, this is what you get. And the only thing we can do is just keep promoting these kind of real transformations to people and showing them the hard work.
But I'm guessing, and you're seeing it, people like that. So
yes, of course.
Within the fitness world, but also within the world in general, in business world, people like to see what's going on. They like to see the story of what's happening. They like to know, you know what, today I'm having a shit day.
Yes.
Business is crap. Yeah. I hate it. Because it makes you go, oh, it's not just me.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. And the same with the fitness. Yeah. You know, some days I guess, you don't want to eat healthily and you don't want to go to the gym and just... So that's, I have to ask this question. Yeah. You know, you do drink alcohol, don't you, and have takeaways and stuff like that. 100%. See?
Of course. The thing is,
it comes down to your goals. Yeah. So when me and Ross aren't prepping for a show, like we used to do like when we first got together, like Prosecco Fridays and
yes, things like they're my kind of people.
Cherries, yeah. Dominoes. But again, like what we push onto our clients is it's all about the 80-20 rule and doing these things in moderation. So, and obviously as well, what are your goals at the minute and how important are they to you? Yeah. So right now, because we're prepping for a show, alcohol is out of the question. If we want to have a bit of a treat, everything's tracked 100% because we need to be 100% because we're competing and it's on a professional level. Whereas anyone that just wants to be fit and healthy, you know, learn how to live a healthy, balanced lifestyle without discluding all the foods they love and enjoy, you can do that with the 80-20 rule.
Yeah. And the two questions you ask anyone when they come in and they've had a really, most women specifically, have been on an endless roller coaster of pointless diets that just make you feel rough.
Yeah.
And we always say to them, like, where are you currently at? Two questions. Is what you're doing now healthy and is it sustainable? And they're like, well, no, because I can't drink powder for the rest of my life or just eat chicken and broccoli for the next 6 years.
That's my issue with Herbalife.
It seems so obvious to people. They don't see it because they've been sold at the front end of that conversation they had with someone else. So just do this and then in 2 weeks you'll be absolutely shredded, but then you can't maintain it.
Exactly. But then you get vegetables.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, you can do that. It's like diet. You say diets don't work. It's a whole lifestyle change. Because if you just, as soon as you stop dieting, the weight just jumps straight back on again.
And it's got negative connotations. Someone tells you on a diet straight away, you think, oh, fuck.
Exactly. And your brain will motivate, oh, I can't eat that.
Exactly.
Can't eat that. And guess what you want to eat? You want to eat it because you can't eat it.
You do.
And that's why we say, like, we don't do diets. No. So anyone that comes on our program, our most popular program is a Fit for Life one, and it is 8 weeks. But we say it's an 8-week program because that's how long it takes us to teach you all the tools and knowledge you need in order to go away and make this a lifestyle. It's not like, come on, 8 weeks and then go back to your old ways.
No. Yeah.
It takes 8 weeks to learn this, but then it's going to take the rest of your life to implement it. And it should take the rest of your life because you can do it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
And half of it, the first half is like nutritional education. The second half is mindset.
Yeah.
It's how to maintain results, self-love and confidence, all the things that other diet things aren't going to teach you.
Because mindset is key.
Everything.
Like, before diet, before anything, if your mindset isn't in the right place, then you're not going to stick to anything. So it's all about finding out what those barriers are, what challenges that you're facing or what's happened before in the past that's kind of stopped you to progress.
Yeah.
And then once you can master that, then you can master like your diet and your training and stuff like that as well.
And then have the care, love and support of a proper community.
Yeah.
So when you're having those crack days, and that's not just for fitness, that's for everything, isn't it?
For everything.
In business, anything you need to do.
Having that support. I mean, I do have to tell the listeners what happened and how Ross and Emily are on the show today. So Ross sent me, obviously they're starting the new thing working with women, which is fantastic. And he sent me a message on Facebook saying, would I be interested? And I had to be honest with Ross. I eat what I want and I don't exercise if I can help it. But that's not 100% true, as bad as it sounds. I have always been a healthy eater because I cook everything from scratch.
Okay.
There's no jar stuff. There's no fast food. I have takeaways occasionally and, I've been going now and then. But I am generally a healthy eater because I like to eat healthily and I have Prosecco every Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prosecco Fridays.
To come back in 6 weeks. Come on.
I'm going to be tweeting you later going, here's my Prosecco.
Yes, you can enjoy it for me just from a distance.
I will do, yeah. And then as for exercise, I've never been somebody that has appealed to go to the gym. It's not something that interests me. Again, I've always been quite active. As you imagine, when I do my events, I'm on my feet for 10, 12 hours a day and normally in high heel shoes. Mm. So, you know, I'm continuously active. And just recently, I'm back into horses and horse riding.
Nice.
And it was quite funny because last night my daughter rides as well and was at the stables and they've got one of the great big huge sand schools and it's really deep sand and I was running around with her going, look at me, Rossi, I can run around this school. I don't eat crap and I don't sit on my bum all the time. You know, I'm constantly active. So for me, yes, what you're offering is not suitable for me because I'm already there. My mindset is about healthy eating and I'm already exercising.
And that's your lifestyle. You've learned those habits over lifestyle.
Exactly.
Your parents have taught you to cook things from scratch. Yeah. You don't have to think about it. So that's it. And the best nutrition plan you can have is the one that you can stick to. And the best exercise plan is the one that you want to do every day.
Exactly.
The reason why we teach people at gym, because if they want to save them time, if you want to get the maximum result in the shortest amount of time, here's the exercise you can do. But then we've got women women who are winning our 8-week challenges and they're training for an hour in their kitchen a week and still getting an amazing result.
Exactly.
You do need to move, but it's not the determining factor.
And that's that mindset, isn't it?
Yes,
making the women realise that they do have time to do it. You can make time for whatever you want to make time for, and showing them ways that they can do it.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I always, when people say to me, oh, I don't have time, I was like, well, if you sat down and worked out how many minutes a day you're spending, or hours you're spending on Instagram, and then you probably will have the time.
Being negatively motivated by other people who aren't being honest about what
it's funny, because everybody's... It's apparently a big secret that not everybody knows, but everybody has exactly the same amount of time in a day.
Do you know what?
And yet 50% of people will tell you there's never enough time, and then other people will go, oh, I've got loads of time.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, and the thing is that sometimes it just takes one thing, doesn't it, for you to go, hey, what are you going on about? There is literally, there's like 60 seconds in a minute, there's 60 minutes in an hour, there's 24 hours in a day. Every single day, it doesn't change.
It all comes down to time management. And one thing that we've really learned this year is knuckling down on that and how to like make your time effective. So like chunking time out, prioritising things, getting the most important tasks done in a day first.
Yeah.
Because as
not
as
procrastinating.
You said, we all have the same time, but people are just wasting it. And like, as I said, if you're not tracking that time that you're actually doing, or you're not putting the most important things first or anything like that, it's like, how do you know where your time's actually going?
Yeah.
So when you actually sit down and you work out and you map it, you say, okay, I'm spending this amount of time here, this amount of time here. I'm not spending any time here, which is what I need to, then you can start actually get a bit more organised with it.
Understanding your energy for the day, eating that frog. If we, you must have heard that sound.
I've got the book.
I haven't read it because I didn't have time. If all of your daily decisions were lined up in front of you in the form of all these ugly little frogs, then the way to make sure you beat your procrastination is eat the biggest, ugliest one first.
Yeah.
The one you've really been putting off, the brown letter that come through the door, the envelope, or whatever it is, that the conversation with your boyfriend who's been a twat for years, you know, he's cheating on you, not breaking up on him. Do the thing that you really don't want to do, because then the rest of the day is going to be really easy.
Yeah.
And if you understand your energy in a day, we just sussed out this morning that the best time for me to write content is between 7:30 and 9:00 in the morning. Because if I have a coffee, that's when my brain's most receptive. If I try and do it at 9:00 at night, I'm rubbish.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not because I'm rubbish at writing content.
No, it's just
because that's where my energy's at. And you have to work that kind of stuff out.
Yeah. Absolutely. This guy, I just love the way that our show just flows when we just get going. We are going to stop for a quick break.
Cool.
And then when we come back, we are going to speak more with Ross and Emily and find out the beginnings of the training and how, where it all
Origin
came from.
Story.
So we'll be back, hopefully, if the music plays today, straight after this.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I
the others, they don't like us.
Yeah, I know.
Why? travel the world, but I don't have any plans.
Wish that I could stay forever this young. Not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up. Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back, and you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk /2.
It's Friday, guys. That. You have to forgive us.
Well, technical problem sorted. Well done, tech team. So we had music, which is great. A bit of Avicii to wake us all up. These guys don't know waking up, but I do. God, dear. I'm so glad it's Friday. It's been one of those weeks. I have got in the studio with me co-host Ben Abbott.
Hi, guys.
And again, our guests are Ross Cohen and Emily Hackett from BTA Fitness.
Hello.
And if you did miss the first part of the show, where have you been? We have been talking about all sorts of things, but business and fitness and dieting and just everything about mindset and everything, which is great. And we're going to carry on talking to Ross and Emily in just a moment. But I have got some tweets I have got to read out because they've been flying in this morning. So we've had a our lovely Tracy Ferguson saying she's going to catch up later. Tracy always listens to the show at a later time.
Tracy
Ferguson. And then she tweets while she's listening to the show. So later on. So either tonight or over the weekend, she'll be tweeting about the show, which is great. It's fantastic. Yeah. They had a very successful careers fair yesterday at the Pentagon Centre with Jobs in Kent. So that went really well. So that was really great. I do have to give a great big, huge shout out to Barry Thompson of Me Now, who turns 50 today.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday, Barry.
You're halfway there, mate.
Exactly. Halfway there. Never know. Maybe these days. Lisa Settle from Telcare, she's judging the IBA Kent Awards today. Always an inspiring job. Happy weekend, everybody. What have you got over there, Ben?
6-2. It's been a busy week for us. We hosted Kent Digital Meetup on Wednesday with great talks from Amanda and Ben. I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I know some people.
We also ran our new workshop for the first time yesterday, receiving some great feedback. Looking forward to running the workshop at Tech Expo.
Tech Expo.
Have a great show, guys.
Tech Expo. TechExpoUK.com. Yes. Follow Tech Expo
Cheap
UK.
Plug. Yeah.
Tech plug. No, always tech plug. Karim Ortiz is being great. Lots of work, but good. Karim is actually in Holland. So nice. She moved to Holland a couple of months ago.
And still listens in.
So nice. Good to hear from you, Karim. And the Romney Resource Centre, that Friday fill-in. Shout out for the Romney Resource Centre at Romney Resource on the Twitter. They help local businesses and students and everybody come together. So they're great there. Diamond Circle Weddings. They are at the Grand Folkestone this weekend for a wedding fair. And they're going to be at the Tech Expo, which is on Thursday.
Yes.
This Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I keep thinking it's like the Thursday after.
I always think there's
I promise you I'll turn up
go.
On the right day.
You better have. Yes. Be there Wednesday, then you'll be there early. Yes. And Flint Insurance, who are one of our new listeners. Good morning, Flint Insurance, commercial insurance brokers in Kent and the Southeast. So great to have you with us, guys, Flint Insurance. But yes, we have got the Tech Expo coming up on Thursday. You still have plenty of time to register. Go to the website techexpouk.com. We have got such an amazing lineup of content for the day. It's sort of gone a bit crazy. We started off with 5 speakers and now we've got 5 keynote speakers, ahead of which is Brian Sutton from Microsoft. So I shall be having words with him about their latest update and why it kicked me out. Microsoft, love it or hate it, it's one of them.
I'm sure you won't be the only person.
No. Well, it's the thing.
Poor old Brian.
As long as he doesn't get booed when he goes.
Exactly.
Stage,
Microsoft, boo. But that's the thing, is that Microsoft is Marmite. People love Microsoft, people
Apple,
hate
all
it.
The way.
And it's We should have got Apple there as well then. I could have had a match off between Microsoft and Apple. I'll do that next year. We're looking at, we've got speakers looking at cybersecurity, law, voice.
Yep.
And also we've got Dale Carnegie's book talking about staying human in a digital world.
Nice.
Which is a really good conversation to have.
Exactly.
We've also got Zoe Cairns from Sedgy Social Media doing a social media content strategy planning workshop, Hacks doing video, Aaron Taylor doing websites, Andy Lambert from Content Cow doing another different section on social media. And we've got four round tables as well. This is all going mad. Plus, we've got panel discussion with six industry experts talking about the future. So what is coming, and is it going to make our heads hurt even more or is it going to make life easier? Plus networking over lunch with Kent Digital Meetup. So it's a fun full pack. Oh, and exhibitors as well. I keep forgetting about exhibitors. And we've got amazing exhibitors.
We're going to be knackered the next day, aren't we?
Ben, you have no idea how tired you're going to be on Friday.
I've got to drive to wherever Alton Towers is, which is about a 4-hour drive away, right?
Good luck with that.
So, yeah, the next day.
Yeah, you're not going to be getting up early to do it, I can tell you that.
No, we're leaving at like 2 in the afternoon, so that should give me plenty of time to sleep it off.
Yeah, you'd be able to get up at 1:30 and leave at 2.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm joking. He has no idea. On your feet, 10 hours, constant. I won't make way the heels, though.
You don't have to.
I have your own.
Don't have to make me. Yeah.
Do check that out. Go to the website techexpouk.com and register to join us. It's free. It's a whole day full of content for you for absolutely nothing. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. So really, rather than being a great big huge exhibition, it's really small, it's really niche and very specific. So and places are limited, so there's only a few hundred places left, I believe, back on. But that's that. We've also got another quick date for your diary. Next Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. till 7:30 at the Metro Bank in Maidstone is Peter Sell is running his FSB Connect. It's free networking. Jane Burtonshaw from Mid Kent College will be talking about apprenticeship standards, what the programme covers and apprenticeship funding. Apprenticeship is just huge, huge at the moment. I'm loving the whole apprenticeship world where they're just encouraging, they're working more with schools so people, students can understand, you know what, they haven't got to go to university or they haven't got to go straight into working. They can train while working, which I think is amazing. So that's fantastic. But now we need to, you know, we was going to do this in the second half anyway, but we've already done the fitness and the mindset and everything type of thing. But we want to know from the beginning, how did BTA come about?
There's two sides to this story, isn't there?
Let's have your side first.
If you're talking about BTA or how we got together.
Let's have Ross's version first and then we'll have the real version from Emily.
And then somewhere in the middle is going to be the truth. Emily come in to the studio that I used to own, the PT
studio.
Emily?
Shoot. Never call me Emily. Yeah.
Because you're on the radio.
Emily.
Amanda came into the studio and Emily wasn't there. And she come into the studio for a job, which she obviously got. And then,
here we are, yes.
Yeah, and it's one of those
hired on the spot, was it?
If you've ever been working or in proximity with someone who you seem to have a lot in common with, and we just spent a bit of time together. I was adamant that I didn't want a relationship at the time. She was adamant that I did. and we spent a bit of time together and just realised over knowing each other in the studio, working together and stuff like that, we had a lot in common. And it was at the point where even if you didn't want it to happen, you just know when you're with someone at that amount of time that it's just got to happen at some point, isn't it? So
yeah.
Our respective partners ended up leaving and then we ended up...
Oh,
together.
So you had... okay.
This was over a good 6 months, wasn't it? It was over like a good 6 months when we first met. We both had partners. Mine left and then ended up splitting up with hers and then we did it together. But I had this plan that when I split up with my ex-partner at the time, I was like, right, I'm just going to be a bachelor. I go and get myself a really nice flat over in the dockside and bachelor pad with a gym downstairs. I literally had it 3 weeks and then moved in with Em. So I had like this £1,200 a month post box for like 6 months and I was staying at Em's house the whole time. So yeah. Best laid plans.
I think it's funny as well because people look at us and they'll be like, oh, how long have you had your business for? How long have you been together? I'm like, well, we've been together 3.5 years. We've had our business for 3.5 years,
yeah,
pretty
literally.
Much. So everything was super fast for us. Like, we got together and then, as I said, 2 months after you officially moved in.
Yeah.
And then about 2 weeks after that, we started up our business. So everything that we've done has been super fast. But I think when you know.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't mean that in, like, a cliche way and, like, obviously, like when you're like 18 and stuff, you're like, he's the one. But when you get older, obviously, not older, but like we're both like, in a, you know, we've both had partners before. Mm. You've been through relationships.
Businesses.
You know when there's a spark there. You know when something feels right. Mm. So we just acted on it.
Yeah.
And for us, our whole business and our lifestyle and what we've got planned coming up is all just acting in the moment.
So. Tell us off air. I'll promise to keep it secret.
I have this saying, which is my mum's saying, and I just use it all the time. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Whatever happened will happen. And sometimes it's just, that's where it goes.
And coming from being in relationships, and I've got some really good advice from Ash Lawrence, actually. He said, if most people know Ash, is that when it comes to being in a relationship, if you're not 100% certain you should be in that relationship, then don't do it and don't waste the time. Yeah. And the trust is the other thing you say to me is trust is like being pregnant. You can't be a little bit pregnant. So you either trust someone or you don't.
Yeah. He likes using that for saying a lot, doesn't he, Ash?
Yeah.
For business, you can't be in a bit.
Yeah, but it makes sense. That's why when we had our big, huge BTA award ceremony, we was giving out awards to people. It was a 3-year celebration of our business and our relationship. And everyone's like, how does that work? But because we just made the decision there and then, that's what it was going to do. And it's the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
And obviously it's kind of evolved over time from doing PT to a bit of both, now purely online. And obviously we've got plans in the future that's going to be even better to utilise that kind of stuff. But that's it. You just have to kind of roll with it. But if you have that solid foundation, you know that whatever happens, you've got trust and you've got that relationship that you can always fall back onto, then it's like an open road, isn't it? You can just go as hard as you can for as long as you can, knowing you've got the support of the other person.
And that's the end of the show. Goodbye. Yeah. but that's good because, as you say, it comes from, and I think it's really, I love it when I get couples in here and I'm going, so how is it like working with each other? So do you get on most of the time?
Yes.
Do you ever argue?
Yes.
It's like, I would say argue. I would say bicker. Yeah. It's bickering when we're tired or hangry at the minute because we're both on prep.
Yeah.
So this is probably the time where we can get a little bit snappy. But again, it's like a bicker and it's over very quickly. We're not one of these couples that will argue and not talk to each other all day or anything like that. So yeah, it's just a little bit of bickering sometimes if you disagree on something, and it's normally things in the business or because he hasn't washed up.
Exactly.
Washing up sucks though.
Yeah,
it's literally the worst home, chore at home.
But I have to because she's terrible at it, so I don't know whether that's.
Well, he's the washing man. He does all the actual washing.
Yeah, I'm pretty well domesticated at this point. Yeah. To be fair,
he's trained really well. Yeah.
Good. So you trained him well. That's what we like. And does he pick up his underwear after him?
Of course.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, very well trained. We like that. And I guess there is going to be. And that's why I always find it interesting when you've got couples that work together because of the business side. Do you leave business in the office?
No.
That's
what I'm saying. At the minute, challenge. Our office is our house. We work from home. So at the minute, we go out at certain days of the week and we'll go to different places just to switch it up. Mm. But that's one thing that we are really bad at is having that time out. So we're like, right, we'll go out for a meal and we won't talk about business. And halfway through, we're not talking about business. Mm. But I think for us, because we're so passionate about it and it is our life, it doesn't feel like business, if that makes sense.
No, our stock response and anything we do would just be to work really hard until we get it done. And when you do anything that you're passionate about and you feel you get traction, you know that the more effort you put into it, the faster it's going to go because we've got common goals and we do this stuff together. It just makes sense for us to do it. So if anything, we're working really hard now, so we're carving out some really good time in the future where we can enjoy each other's company and do that kind of stuff more. But if you're in proximity with a person all the time and it's good and you enjoy it, then that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can find that sweet spot, then that's where it is.
And how do you find it? Because obviously your hobby, as it were,
is
the same thing. So obviously you say you're a prep at the moment for show, and that is obviously all about fitness. Do you do anything away from fitness? Do you have, do you have Netflix series that you like to watch or computer games?
Yeah, watch them or whatever, mate.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think the thing with us as well, we always say, right, we'll go out and do something different. So we're going to go to Fort Park in a couple of weeks. So we'll go out for meals in the evening. Yeah, some weekends we might just sit in and watch a couple of series. But I think
we're fitness nerds, aren't we? We really are.
Because at the minute, because we are on prep, normally what people do when they go out to, unwind or take themselves away from work is drinking or eating or being with friends and social occasions where there is food and stuff like this. But for us, because we're so close to our show now, we would rather not put ourselves in that situation and be tempted or be boring to other people. So we would much rather just use this time to work
and build,
so
up business.
Build our business and stuff like that. And then when our show comes to an end, we've got so much time to enjoy ourselves. It's
and
Christmas,
then you're gonna party. Prosecco Friday's back.
Prosecco every day. But you just enjoy that time with your friends. But you do have to kind of like, if anything you want to do, like your level of success is going to be determined by the amount of discipline you have.
Yeah.
If you want to be really successful at something, there's a max amount of discipline you need to put into it. And because we're very passionate about being the best that we can be, same as anything in business, if you want to have a really good business, you need to be really, really disciplined.
Yeah.
So we're just lucky to pick the two things that we both enjoy at the same time. But then in the future, I'm definitely going to get my skydiving certificate.
Skydiving?
Yeah, just so I can jump out of a plane. You can do it in 2 weeks in Florida. Did you pay $3,500?
Sounds really safe, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's it. Because then if you have that little thing, I'd rather do that and think, right, if I need a day to myself and get in the car, I'd go and jump out of a plane for a day and do that.
How does it feel from the other side, though? It's like, I need some space. I'm going to go jump out of a plane. Yeah.
Well, he always says, why am I away doing my shoots and stuff? He'll be jumping out of a plane. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, so you do have slightly things you do separate from each other.
Yeah, 100%.
Have to, right?
Yeah,
obviously I do a lot of photo shoots, so I'll be out like a couple of days.
And with your photo shoot, is it modelling? Is it for bodybuilding side of things? What's the photo shoots about?
So yeah, just general modelling. So I've been doing it since the age of like 17. Mm. So it's always something I've been really passionate about, but especially now I do bodybuilding and stuff, it means that my body goes through different stages. So I like to spend the first half of the year when I'm a lot softer and curvier, doing more like, you know, kind of fashion type photos, a bit more like, what would you call it?
Boudoir.
Yeah, boudoir, lingerie, that kind of stuff. But then this time for me is like prime time. So I do more like artistic, implied stuff, obviously showing more of like the muscle development and stuff like that. So I love that I can switch between the two looks. But it's just something that I've done for ages. Yeah. And it's, again, I feel like it's
a bit of time for yourself, isn't it?
Time for myself, time to network with other people, other models, other photographers, and also as well to show, you know, to inspire women out. That's what I want to do. I want to show women that, you know,
strong is sexy.
Yeah, strong is sexy. And just because you have a photo shoot doesn't mean that you're arrogant or anything like that. It's all about embracing your confidence.
Yeah.
Which is something that I've really been pushing this year to women.
And I guess one thing, one wall you might come up with again, because of what we were talking about before about influencers and things like that, you are, you know, you're got a beautiful figure, you're very well taken, obviously you've worked very hard for what you've got, but how do you put that across to people? Because you're going to get people going, oh, she's just a skinny, you know, and look at her, you know,
get haters.
You're going to get that, but how do you I don't deal with it, it's probably not the right word, but how would you deal with when people are going to you, well, it's all right for you because you're skinny anyway, or things like that?
Yeah, but that's why I always, as I said to you before, I always show my journey, especially for my comp prep series. My comp prep I'm doing this year, I'm doing like a series on it on YouTube. So I'm showing people like the daily grind,
ups, downs,
obviously, like working out, all that kind of stuff. And then pictures as well on Instagram, I think it's so important. So like putting up transformation pictures. So where I was at 3 years ago, people always think that I was genetically gifted and like, you know, I was born with like a bum and like muscles.
Beautiful little twig.
You came out looking like that.
Yeah, no, to be honest, I've been through different stages in my life, and that's why I feel like I can relate to so many women, because I was at uni, I was like a little bit overweight, I was chubby, I really insecure. And then I went to the opposite. So when I met Ross, I was like just getting into my fitness journey, but I was doing what most girls do, which was endless hours of cardio, cutting out carbs, restricted calories. I was really skinny. I had no bum, no shape to my body. So Ross was the first person to say, okay, look, do you want to put on muscle? And I said, Joe's like, okay, well, you need to accept that you can't be lean this lean.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I started working on it. And that's when I got into bodybuilding. Mm. So in the last 3 years, I have transformed my body, but I show that on my social media. I show people where I've come from, where I am now, and really push that, obviously, to get where you want to be. It's all about consistency.
Yeah.
You have to be consistent. You can't think that you're going to wake up and then you're going to look like, you know, Beyonce or something in one night. No. Like you need to work hard for it. and I have worked super, super
Which is a good thing because it brings this whole conversation like full circle from what we started, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the rate at which technology is moving, people think the expectation of changing their body is the same.
Yeah.
So the responsibility for people like Emily as an influence on someone on Instagram, when they see people see her as like that polished end result, she will show the day-to-day grind and the amount of time it actually takes in order to get it. So people have a realistic approach of what it's going to take in order to achieve it. Then it's our responsibility to coach them in the right way and give them all the love and care and support they need to achieve it properly.
Yeah, and I guess that's the whole picture of the day. At the end of the day, whatever shape or size men or women are, whatever shape or size you are, it's about being comfortable in your body and about knowing that you can achieve what you want with your body. Yeah. You know, some people like to be muscular and toned, and some people like to be soft and pudgy.
Exactly. And that's what I would say as well, like everyone's got their own opinion.
Exactly.
So yeah, I may not be everyone's cup of tea, but vice versa. So it's like at the end of the day, I like to look strong but feminine at the same time, because I think at the end of the day, I know that I was the person that has put all that work in and no one else. So whether you like me or not, it doesn't really matter, because I know that I'm the best version of me.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do, really. Yeah.
Which is another interesting point, because we've got a lot of women saying, oh, like, I want to have Emily's bum. Is that, well, you're not going to do that.
No, you can't have. Did you say you can't have Emily's bum? It's mine.
You can't. It's mine. Mine. But what also is important is that people understand that when you do that, if you follow the same guidelines as your food, you'll become your own version of that. Because comparison, especially in social media, is so bad. So we always say to people, like, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself to other people. You can work to it, but when you get that, you're going to have your own amazing bum.
Exactly.
Which is going to be your version. And if nothing else, if you can do that and then inspire other women to go through the same journey for the right reasons, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. I think what you guys are doing is absolutely fantastic. Say, I love fitness and health and all that type of thing, it's vital to everybody's well-being. It's a way of life. It's a lifestyle. But as you say, to what the person individually wants for their lives at the end of the day, which is the important message. You're not saying to everybody, you've got to be look like me and be fit and healthy as I am.
No.
And that's what the whole message is. And I think a lot of people get that miscommunicated, don't they?
Of course
they're going, oh, well, you're saying I've got to look like this and be like this, but it's not about that at all.
No.
Which is fantastic. Unfortunately, we're fast running out of time, but I do want to quickly touch on the new group that you're doing, working on with women and helping them to grow, have that confidence to go to the gym or to work out and finding that time in the diet. So just quickly in
so
1 minute.
What is essentially we do? We help entrepreneurial women, like,
not like
maximize helping entrepreneurial women maximize their daily potential by teaching them how to build and maintain a body they love without diets, pills or powders. That's it. People, women, we're lacking energy at the moment. Their anxiety is going through the roof. Mm-hmm. They don't like going to the gym because they don't feel confident. So we help them with the gym stuff so they can feel more confident, get the body they want. So help everyone save time, obviously, but then give them a nutritional education so they can walk into any situation, feel like they're in control of it and not feel guilty about eating food they love.
And that's the thing, is that knowledge is key.
Of course it is.
At the end of the day, it's about being educated and knowing and just being aware of what you're putting into your body, what you're doing with your body and all those type of things.
And taking the responsibility seriously about being in the fitness industry, especially where we are. When someone reaches out to you, you have a massive responsibility to do a really good job for them. So we separate ourselves by saying we take a coaching approach. So even the receptionist I spoke to downstairs, she was telling me some horror stories about some people, sadly, in the industry that haven't done a good job helping her when she really needed it.
Yeah.
So it's about empowering them with the tools they need, supporting, love, care, community. That's the kind of stuff that gets the result.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time because I think this conversation could have gone on for a very long time. I love it all. Give us a quick shout out how people can get hold of you and where they can find you.
BTA.fitness on everything.
On everything.
Other than YouTube, it's just BTA Fitness.
Yes.
But BTA Fitness.
They won't let us put a dot in.
Yeah.
So.
BTA.fitness on everything. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thank you
for
guys so much for being
to you
on.
Guys.
It's been great having you on. We have come to the end of another show. I do want to give a quick shout out for another event that's coming up in October. This is the King's Summit, which is on the 10th of October from 8 to 4 at the Kent County Cricket Ground. Kent County
Ground.
See, I need my Prosecco, Ross. That's what it is. It's Prosecco time,
to stop you from slurring.
Exactly. It makes me speak much better. In partnership with Kent Victor Chamber and sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy and HR Go Recruitment. Do you want to scale up your business but not sure where to start? Would you like to achieve over 20% growth in turnover in less than a year? Then this is the event for you. Do not be like some of the people out there, we're not going to mention the word, but taking a holiday for 5 weeks or sitting and waiting to see what happens. Be one of the people that gets up and decides that in 2020 you're going to build and grow your business. It's a great event. They've got a great lineup of speakers. There's so much going on. If you go to thekingsummit.com, they've got some special offers on tickets at the moment. So it's worth checking it out now before the special offers finish. But there's, yeah, there's got, we've got Gemma Fairclough Haynes, who's talking about you employing people. Simon Teague, who is the co-founder of the King Summit, but he works with scale-up businesses now with the Kent Victor Chamber. Julia Bernard-Thompson, who we all love, who is the business sales coach, and she will teach you how to add 25 grand to your bottom line, top line, middle line, and how you go about doing it. So check that out. We have come to the end of another show. Now, listen, next week I might be a little bit knackered, so there's not going to be a show because, you know, Tech Expo next Thursday. Possibly Paul will come and co-host if he's not knackered, because he's also going to be there as well. But we'll be back in a couple of weeks with more great guests. Have a great weekend, everybody. And bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.